A word for you from 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 21. But they conspired against him, and by command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. This passage is about a bold preacher named Zechariah. The people of Judah had left God and began worshipping idols as they had so often done before. And this greatly displeased God. In fact, it made God angry, and his response was to be merciful to them by sending them prophets to warn them to turn away from the wrath to come, to turn away from their idolatry and their wickedness. Zechariah was one of these men, and he stood up and he began to warn the people against their sins. He told them to turn away from their sin and turn to God. The people conspired against him and stoned him with stones. Now, Zechariah was faithful to God and he did the will of God, but he did not receive a great blessing or earthly reward. His reward is with God in heaven. When people are going through suffering, they should never be condemned for their lack of faith, as so often happens. In Hebrews chapter 11, we read examples of people who went through what we might think are defeats. Yet while they seemed to be defeated, they were actually triumphant, even receiving a future reward. The author of Hebrews speaks about some of these men and women, and in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 38, he says, "Whom the world was not worthy of." The world was not worthy of these people, yet they lived in caves, they were persecuted, they were killed gruesomely and violently. In these examples, one can see that Christians will not always be triumphant in the ways of the world. We might not even be protected from bodily harm, but we will be victorious because we have our eyes set on God, and we will receive a future reward which can never be taken away. We can take courage knowing that God is still in heaven. He is in control, and He loves us in the hard times. There is nothing, neither natural nor supernatural, which can separate us from God's love. Endurance through suffering is the will of God, and those who endure will receive eternal life. A future hope awaits all saints. Old covenant believers, new covenant believers, all people will receive a future reward if their faith is in Jesus Christ and they live faithfully. Men and women of God who live by faith will one day be with God in heaven. Some believers in the past received an earthly reward and others did not. Material gain is not the ultimate measure of faith. True faith is seen in placing one's trust and confidence in God in all situations.